Page 60. Read. Exercise 2B. A food alternative.
One of the latest developments in the food industry is clean meat, which is essentially producing meat in a lab. I know meat grown in a laboratory may not appeal to everyone, but I find the idea fascinating and have been studying developments in the clean meat industry very closely. It promises in the near future to supply meat that's raised with a much smaller ecological footprint, though it isn't without controversy. The idea of clean meat, also known as cultured meat, lab-grown meat, in vitro meat, cell-based meat, or alt meat, is not new. In fact, the growing of animal parts in laboratories was predicted by Winston Churchill as early as 1930. However, it wasn't until 1999 that the first patent for a meat culturing process was granted. In the 2000s, millions of research dollars began to flow into projects aimed at creating meat, fish, and even leather by culturing animal cells. Recently, startups have appeared that are creating prototype clean meat products, and they're betting that this new type of meat has a bright future. One such company, Just Inc. of San Francisco, has begun to allow culinary reporters to taste their prototype chicken nuggets, which begin as stem cells taken from a chicken by means of a humane biopsy. These stem cells are then transported to a lab and incubated in a warm, nutrient-rich serum, where they continue to proliferate indefinitely. After about 2 weeks, the technicians at Just Inc. harvest several kilograms of chicken muscle, fat, and connective tissue cells and combine them in the correct proportions to create the ground chicken from which they make their tasty, if slightly mushy, chicken nuggets. Indeed, getting the texture right is one of the hurdles standing in the way of mass acceptance of clean meat. But developers remain confident that perfect chicken breasts, beef steaks, and lamb chops are just a few years away. A thornier issue is production costs, which are not yet competitive with farm-raised meat. One solution is to produce high-priced food items such as bluefin tuna and Wagyu beef to recoup research and development expenditures. Another is to avoid the high cost of the serum the cells grow in by switching to one that is derived from plants. However, even if these challenges are overcome, the process still requires an enormous amount of energy, which may leave clean meat unable to compete with farm-raised alternatives. Although there are critics who say that clean meat offers no advantages over traditional meat in terms of its impact on the climate, as well as vegetarians who say it encourages people to continue eating meat instead of switching to a healthier vegetable diet, I'm still optimistic. Even though I became a vegetarian a few years ago, I can still appreciate the potential benefits of lab-produced meat for both people and animals.